Good afternoon, can I help you?
This is Taisha giving you a call back from customer support. How may I help you?
Okay, which customer support from where?
We're a third-party customer service center. We service over 1,000 different products.
Okay. If it's in regards to the one that I'm thinking of, I called this number because it was attached to the charge that was on my debit card that showed up with an amount and a product that, or amount and a vendor that I have no idea who it is.
Okay, I'd be more than happy to take a look for you. Could I have your zip code?
82001.
And your first and last name?
Roy Berg.
What is it? What's the last name?
What do you mean? Berg.
Bird.
Berg, B-E-R-G.
Oh.
You know, like iceberg without the ice?
Yes, sir. All right, Mr. Bird, I do have an account pulling up for you for security purposes. Could you verify your mail and address?
1710 Pinion Drive in Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Thank you. I'm just waiting on your account to load up. One second.
Sure.
You got
refunded 35%
when you talk to the agent already. Mm-hmm. He wants to know why he didn't pay the full price. Yeah, let him know because he does still have that voucher that they emailed him for $125, so we can only do a partial refund, and he still has access to use that voucher anytime he wants on that online store with no additional charge.
Okay.
I'm still here, just waiting your account to finish loading.
No problem.
Okay, so it looks like on December the 5th, you paid $825. For the drone. The drone was actually a free gift to join the Factory Direct Store Club. You had up to 72 hours to cancel. If you didn't cancel within a 72 hour, you were placed in a membership at the Factory Direct store. It's an online gadget store where you get gadget at a discounted price. And they also send you a $125 voucher in your email to shop at the store.
Okay. I remember placing that 25 order, not anything beyond that, and it was very deceptive as to how every other charge would be added on to.
Now, I was stated in the terms and conditions, if you didn't cancel, you would be automatically enrolled.
Mm-hmm.
So that's...
Yeah, but it's very, very deceptive and very, very hidden on how it goes about that.
Okay, so what is it that you want me to do with the account, sir?
Well, I want it closed with go ahead and get the full credit on both the $67 and the $8 would be fine.
We won't be able to do a refund being that the product is being shipped out to you. And
The product could be returned.
No, we don't accept anything back. We don't
your
accept. We don't accept anything back. Don't accept it, I don't know where it's gonna go. But what we can do is cancel the account out, and we can give you a 35% refund on the charge.
No, 35 is just not enough. Yes, sir. Because that was fully deceptive. I will tell you that.
Well, you talked to someone yesterday for the Okay, you talked to someone yesterday and they told you that they'll give you the full refund of the $67.32, but you had to call back with your bank on the line saying that you didn't already dispute the charges.
Right. Okay. I haven't been able to get to the bank just yet. See, this is why I was questioning which charge you were referencing, which customer service you were talking to. Because
mm-hmm.
There's another charge that showed up on my account also. And that's why my
the $39.99.
Yes.
Yeah, that's with us too, because you were enrolled in a fitness app as well.
A what?
A tailor-made fit app.
A fit app?
Yeah.
No,
That membership, it came with that. They gave it to you for 30 days for free, and then they charged you the membership of $39.99.
No, that's cancel that also.
Yeah, it's been canceled as well. They put both cancellation on the account.
Okay.
And they just advise that you call back in with your bank to get the refund.
Okay. Wow. This is amazing how you guys can get away with it. But okay. I will call my bank, and what number do I need to call back to talk with you?
You may gonna get a different agent, but the same number that you called earlier or you called yesterday to talk to someone, whatever number you, because I'm not for sure what the number is, because we have several different numbers.
Okay. And I hear that I can come up with here. Okay, was it the 855-605-4507?
I'm not for sure.
Well, how do I get back in touch with you?
You, whatever number that you called earlier to get in touch with us to leave the call back, that's the number you call.
Okay. Sounds like the 855-3... Yeah, 348-4030. Okay. I will try and call that number back when I get a hold of the bank.
Okay, thank you. You have a nice rest of your day.
You too.
All right, bye-bye.